Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Well, before we begin on our economic forum today, please be advised that discussions on this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice, and always consult with your investment professional before making any important decisions. Of course, stock indices I mentioned may not be able to be invested into directly, and the old caveat, past performance is no guarantee of future results. Investing involves risk. Depending on the types of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk, and investors should be prepared to bear loss, including, but hopefully not, totally loss of principal. And remember, the views expressed are my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, members, or underwriters. Money Matters is about money, as money is matter, and matters of money affect us all in some way or another. Whether you have a lot of it, a little of it, or none of it, it controls our country, our economy, our planet, in some way or another, affects you, controls the very way we live our lives, the way you live your life, and the way I live my life. Money Matters is about money. It's about lack of abundance of it. And like I said, whether you have a lot of it, a little of it, or none of it, it seems like it's fastly disappearing quicker and quicker every day, right? In short, Money Matters is about you. Thanks for joining me today. Money Matters is carried on 67 stations nationwide. And newscasts, about the same amount, I think, last time I looked. Sometimes they don't tell me where it's carried, but it is carried. 67 stations have picked it up at some point, one point or another. Probably a lot more. Sometimes I don't see it. And it's all because of you. I started the show in 2005. How many shows ago? Well, I used to do it every week. I think it was every week. Yeah, it was every week. And newscasts every week, and now the show is done every other week. And used to do it at noon, and now we're on at 6:30 due to COVID. We just got to move things around. Show was an hour, now it's a half hour. And a lot of the talkies went to a half hour. I'm sure they'll change it again. So Money Matters does unbelievably hold every revenue record on KVMR since its inception. That's right. Don't do membership drives anymore. Regulators kind of put a hand on that. But it held the records for the most money raised ever for the station, most money in an hour, most money in 2 hours, most money per minute, most money per pledge. We had a $2,500 pledge, $5,000 pledge, and a $10,000 pledge. And most new members in an hour show, most new members in 2 hours show. But don't do that anymore, although the station does. And so when you hear a pledge drive come up for your station or another station or what have you, because it's carried on a lot of stations, consider helping out for sure. Okay, so today's show is 344. Is it over? Is the crash over? Brutal January of 2022. Really, I think it's one of the worst Januaries ever. Man, oh man, that just kind of took off, and there we go. What started it? Well, you know, when 2020 ended, we had hoped that 2021 would bring us some sort of normalcy. COVID-19 had other plans, however. Do you know that COVID-19 is named because COVID was first discovered? This version of it anyway, in 2019. So they call it COVID-19 or Corona. Corona is a type of virus. COVID is a specific one, although it has variants now, as we know. COVID-19 had other plans, and it was not to be for 2020. Now, or 2021. Now we enter 2022, and hopefully with better medical knowledge on how to deal with the thing. Vaccines and a somewhat milder version of the virus, which Omicron is rumored to be, we can once again hope the world returns to some semblance of order. I had it. I finally caught it. I flew 2020 everywhere. I mean, I was flying all over the place. And then I flew everywhere in 2021. I was trying to catch it. Not really. I went to a whole lot of airports when nobody was there and just flew all over the place and never caught it. December, I went to Tahoe. Went into a casino, and first day that I got there, or second day, didn't stay long, was nobody in there. So I went in the casino, got home, got back to the cabin. In about 36 hours, I went, whoa, I'm feeling kind of sore. and body aches, and then I kind of felt a little fluish, and I went, oh, I bet. But I thought, you know, the incubation period, from what I've read about, was like 3-4 days. So I looked up Omicron. Very short incubation period. And I said, oh, I think I got it. And before long, my son had it. Then my other son got it. My daughter, not so much, but she was been kind of sick the whole time. Then my wife got it. We had the girlfriends of my sons there. And they went home in a couple of days. And their parents got it. So I can tell you, it is contagious as hell. I mean, it's everybody I came in contact with caught it. That was during the snowstorm. I didn't feel too bad. You know, I had a 99-degree fever, not bad. Body aches were kind of hard. And I got the cough, and my throat was dry in the middle of the night. It got real dry. But I was out shoveling snow for 4 days, just pouring sweat. I mean, I was pouring sweat with a fever and COVID. And I shoveled snow, you know, 4 hours a day, every day. And so I didn't feel too bad. Well, considering, I think shoveling snow actually helped it. The girlfriends got over it in a day. I've been vaxxed. The wife was vaxxed. She got it. I got it. The sons had not been vaxxed. They got it. They got over it pretty quick. I don't know if it's because it was because of their age. You know, I've read somebody's opinion that people that got vaxxed get Omicron worse. I don't know if that's true or not, but definitely read it somewhere. Can't publish that on Facebook. They'll knock me out of there. But, yeah, you know what I find interesting? The spread of Delta is worse than ever. Okay? Worse than ever. Omicron, I mean. There's more people that have COVID than have ever had it. It's spreading like wildfire. Yet, they don't want to shut down. Now, how come Newsom isn't shutting us down? It's worse than ever. He's not shutting us down. How come the federal government isn't mandating stuff like that? You know why? In my opinion, you know why? Because they realize, one, it was the wrong decision to shut down, in my opinion. It was wrong. Why? Didn't help. We were told we didn't have to wear masks. Then we were told we had to wear masks. Then we were told we got vaccinated, we could take the mask off. When we got vaccinated, we couldn't take the mask off. Then they told us vaccinated that we wouldn't get it. Then we got vaccinated, and then we got it. Then they said you could spread it with a vaccination. So I think people just fed up, or some are. Some are just fed up. It's like, you know, I've always said from the beginning, you're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop it. And you haven't. So I know that there's a lot of people out there, and I respect their opinion, that say, well, we didn't stop it because not everybody masked up. And like I said in the last show, did you really think everybody would? Well, how naive was that? No, not everybody was going to mask up. So you basically had to make the premise, not everybody's going to mask, so we'll stop it. No, that was never going to happen. I kind of knew everybody wasn't going to mask, or people that are not going to do that. I do, and I got faxed. But, you know, you're not going to stop it. You still won't stop it. We're into the second year now, and you're still not going to stop it. So the only shutdown has done is said, well, it flattened the curve. I don't know. You may have flattened the curve, but you prolonged the thing. Now we got variant after variant. I just hope to hell another variant doesn't pop up. I read just a couple days ago another variant popped up. But haven't seen another news article since then, so I'm not quite sure what that's about. Anyway, that's my opinion. I respect everybody's opinion. Like I said, I masked up, and I washed, and I got vaccinated. But, you know, I do have an opinion, and that was it. So it's my opinion only. Not saying it's truth. Otherwise, you'd be like the Joe Rogan, where they'll say you're spreading false information. So that's just my opinion. Unfortunately, COVID does have an opinion, and it is not cooperating. And so the market is also not cooperating and falling uncharacteristically hard. It's a long word, uncharacteristically. Wow, a lot of letters in there. Anyway, it was in January. In March of 2020, when COVID first hit, the Dow fell 38% in 3 weeks. It wasn't a bull market, and it went to what we call severe correction in 3 weeks, and that was the fastest reversal in history. At 38% down, the Dow arrived at one of the mathematical resistance points indicated by something called the Fibonacci method developed by a mathematician, Italian mathematician, bless his heart, Fibonacci, and you can look it up. I didn't make it up, it's real. The Fibonacci theory is a set of numbers, but we won't go into what those numbers are. But it also has resistance points and support points for market crashes, okay? There's three major ones. There are a lot of little ones, but the three major ones from Fibonacci are market crashes down 38% and stops, or the market crashes down 50% and stops, or the market crashes 80% and stops. Yeah, it could stop anywhere in between there. It's just theory. But interestingly enough, March 2020 hit 38% almost on the button. And it appeared to have halted. And in hindsight, it had. So it nailed the Fibonacci point almost to a T. Now, comparison. The 2001 crash, the dot-com crash, took down the NASDAQ by 80%. The S&P did not fall as heavy as the NASDAQ in 2001, but it fell 50%. The 1929-32 crash took the markets down 80%. All Fibonacci numbers. Eh? Coincidence? I don't know. Can you imagine a 38% sell-off today? 38%. That'd be like 4 times 36, whatever that is. It'd be, you know, 15,000-point correction in the Dow. Can you imagine a 50% or 80% wipeout? Anything is impossible. Anything is possible in the world of markets. Are you prepared for that kind of crash? Few are. Anyway, 2021 arrived, and early on, the market started to bounce wildly with every new variant. So 2020 after the 38% crash was pretty much straight up. It rotated from sector to sector. They all didn't run. Eventually, they kind of all did. But 2021 was what I call the vaccine bounces. I mean, one day, the stay-at-home stocks would go up like Zoom, or Peloton, and a new vaccine room would come out and they would crash and the hotels and the cruise ships or whatever would run. The get away from home stocks is what I named them. And then, of course, affecting all that, affecting the markets, was the government's response. How much money are they going to throw at everybody? You know, they had the unemployment bonuses, they had the care packages, they had the paycheck protection program, the bank bailout, you name it, they made money and did it. So 2021 did see some scary sell-offs. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, this sector up, this sector down, that sector up, this sector down. It never did witness the type of crash that occurred in 2020. The reasons for the crash in 2020 and then not having that severe of a crash in 2021 is a massive amount of money creation rescue programs by the Fed to stave off massive economic damage from the shutdowns. All that money found its way into the stock market, as money creation usually does. So when the Feds usually make a lot of money and do a lot of stimulus, do a lot of bailouts and lower interest rates to zero to make easy money, easy borrowing, a lot of that money falls into the stock market. Unfortunately, as a result of all that money, we are now witnessing another outcome from all this created cash, which is inflation. Correcting that, severe inflation. In order to stop inflation, the Federal Reserve knows that inflation is deadly. In order to stop inflation, the Federal Reserve usually raises interest rates. When they do that, it slows the economy down. They lift their foot off the money gas pedal, raise interest rates, and puts a damper on the money supply, throttles back the money supply, starts to take some of that liquid cash out of the market, and slows the economy, and hence slows the stock market. Historically, usually. The risk of a Fed tightening, which we call raising interest rates, could be the cause for the January erosion. No doubt, every time they talked about it, the stock market would fall. The current fall in January was serious. Took down the NASDAQ by 10%. More than that. Some technology stocks off 60 to 80. Really? Some of the darling technology stocks off 80%. Some analysts at that time were calling for a 50% correction in the NASDAQ, while others wanted, but prognosticated a 10% sell-off was in store for the market as a whole. Now, it may not be over. We'll talk about that after the break. But here's the rub. Money creation will not cause bad inflation without velocity. Now, what's velocity? Well, if the Fed's manufactured $7 trillion and we buried it in the ground, or kept it at the Fed, or gave it to the banks and they didn't lend it out, there would be no velocity. It doesn't go anywhere. We made it, but it just sits. When people start spending it, and they spend it faster and faster, and then faster and faster, like in Brazil when I was down there, the money was devaluating so fast. If you got money, you wanted to spend it on something real. So it goes around, round, 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 like a bunch of rabbits running in a circle. The faster it goes, the faster inflation goes. Okay? Faster money velocity equals worse inflation. But right now, if you look at a chart of money velocity, it's almost at a historic low. Velocity increases as more people acknowledge and expect inflation. So why is money velocity at a low? Well, we don't quite know all the reasons, but that's not the point. The point is that inflation is at its highest since 1982. Yet, money velocity is almost at its lowest. So, the question then becomes, when velocity does pick up, what happens to the inflation we are seeing? I hate to think. Inflation may outright just crush the consumer. Now, you couple that with supply side shortages due to COVID. So, not only you got money running around, but now you've got shortages. Shortages cause prices to go up because you've got same demand, less supply, right? Supply and demand. So shortages could be the cause of this inflation. But if the money velocity starts to pick up because people expect inflation, I think everybody agrees that it is here. Once the velocity picks up and we have shortages due to COVID sick outs or the mandates or whatever the reason why we have supply side shortages, you may see the worst inflation you've ever seen in your lifetime. Barring the 1980s, if you were alive back then, I was. The 1980s was pretty bad. If that happens, the Feds will still be forced to raise interest rates, but not by the anemic 0.25% we have seen by the current dovish, market-sensitive Fed. Dovish means that they're more inclined to print money whenever there's a problem. The Feds may have to jack up rates quickly, and that could crush the markets even more than what we witnessed in January. Paul Volcker, the Federal Reserve chief in the 80s, jacked interest rates 3% in one day to stop the inflation back then. 3%. You can't have that now. It would crush the markets to just obliterate them. So they're kind of stuck. But he did it, and then there were people burning him in effigy in Washington and everywhere else. When the market reacts violently in response to an interest rate hike, those having no protection strategies will likely see their balances move, possibly by a lot and possibly not in a good way. Yes, the market has been relentlessly hammered in January. And I was going to say with no end in sight, but we have seen some stabilization. So it could be over. It may not be. Maybe head fake. Head fake is like, yeah, I'm going to go up. No, I'm not. Should inflation accelerate from here, however, the market may decline at an even faster pace. Not necessarily because of inflation, because you want to be in the market if it's massive inflation. That's the best place to be. But the market may decline because of what they expect the Fed to do to address inflation, which is raise rates, and then they can do some other things to really crank down on the money supply, and then they could throw the market into a tizzy, no doubt about it. But we'll see what'll happen. So time will tell. We'll be back with a little bit more of the show in just a minute. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Money Matters on your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Hang tight. welcome back to Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti, and thanks for joining me today. So we were talking about carnage in the market, and the carnage in the market last few weeks, at least in January, has been crushing. January 24th and 25th specifically started hard down to only end up relatively flat at the end of, that kind of was the end of this temporary respite that we've had. Of course, the indexes, as I mentioned earlier in the show, were brutalized. I mentioned that some of the NASDAQ stocks, the technology stocks, were down 50, 60, 70, or 80% by January. In the first part of the show, take a look at Zoom, down 74% at its low. Wow. In fact, when the erosion started in January, a little bit before January of this year, it is said that as January goes, so goes the rest of the year. So people are kind of wondering, you know, what's the rest of the year going to be like? The fact that January 2022, this last month, brought investor pain is not a good sign for the rest of the year. You know, this thing's called the January barometer. How January goes, so goes the rest of the year. Now, that doesn't mean it will be, but 20 of the last 24 years, the January barometer has been an indication of the performance of the rest of the year. So January is horrible. So we don't know whether the rest of the year will be horrible, but the last 20 out of 24 years, January kind of set the pace. During times of market crashes, and those of you that are in the market, an investor's universe, your universe, could have been quite unpleasant. I have written about how bad market crashes feel. Let's just say that you might lose sleep, have increased anxiety, start overeating or not eating, have wild thoughts of losing it all, and the gamut of pain felt when savings evaporate and market crashes run from bad to horrible. When recovery green is finally seen on your computer screen, the relief of that can feel like newfound love. I've felt both. You must be careful during and following crashes. Head fakes. I'm up. I know I'm down. I'm up. Oh, this is over. No, it's not. Head fakes are common. Dead cat bounces. What looks like a recovery might just be a blip in an otherwise avalanche yet to continue. After market implosions, don't be too hasty to get back in. This is a time to be prudent. Although many investors don't ever sell, I'm in the opinion it's better to miss a top than take a ride to the bottom. After all, how far and how long a crash will go or how bad it could be, no one can say, right? Certainly not me. At least when you opt out of the market, you can sleep a little bit better knowing that you've made some, at least a decision to won't ride the train off the proverbial cliff to the poorhouse. When you do sell some or all of your positions, the buy and hold crowd will usually chime in and remind you the market always comes back. Certainly looking at a chart of the markets over long periods of time, you could say they're probably right. But the fact remains no one can know for sure if it will come back. Always. Hence the disclaimer, past performance is no guarantee of future results. After all, if we knew it would always come back, why would we fret? Why would we worry? But we still do, because someday it may not. The fact is, and it is a fact, no one can say the markets will always come back. Nobody. If they're telling you that, bull. Because, in fact, someday I can tell you it won't. It won't come back. And that could either be from the end of mankind, or an implosion of the U.S. dollar, or an implosion of the economy that wipes the slate clean. Jubilee, as they call it. It could happen. The chances are slim, for sure, but they are not zero. And the fact that they are not zero, that it won't come back, or might take decades to come back, or might obliterate 90% of what you have, going through that is not an option, at least in my house. I never know just which crash will be the crash, and neither does anyone else. Call me crazy or call me overly paranoid or overly careful. I don't know. All I know is I don't know, and neither does anyone else. So for now, we'll keep our eyes fixed on the rest of 2022 and see what unfolds. Be careful out there, for sure. It is a dangerous place. So I conclude the show by saying, watching the market so you don't have to. I love that saying. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. So Money Matters airs a newscast every week. And our website is moneymanagementradio.com. Now that's a free website. Okay, it's just our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. MoneyManagerAdo.com. There's no advertisers, no plugging, no spamming. It's just info and has, I think, all the past shows on there. Okay? Used to have the newscast, but I don't put the ones on there anymore. So be careful out there for sure. And in conclusion, remember that this show is the opinion of myself and does not represent the opinions of the staff members or underwriters of any news media, including this station. Should not be construed as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment, or advisory firm, and is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Okay? This has been show, what, 343? What did I say when I started opening this up? 344, entitled, Is It Over? Don't know. We'll see. For now, you know, I could say NASDAQ stocks look awful beat up right now. Not saying to buy them, but hey, look. Okay, my name is Mark Cunaberti. Thanks for listening, and we'll